A Vidalia man is accused of intentionally setting a vehicle fire. 48-year-old Keon Moore now faces several charges, including criminal mischief, insurance fraud, and obstruction counts. The fire happened March 30th, and it was only after a probe that the investigators believed it was intentionally set. The University of New Orleans, now known as LSU New Orleans, as the school officially moves to the LSU system today.
LSU New Orleans Interim Chancellor Jeanette Weiland says a return to the LSU system can restore the school to its former glory.
We should serve as the public research institution for the New Orleans region.
Weiland says they have a lot to sell to prospective students.
Quality of our education is legit.
Weiland says it's also affordable. She says the end goal is to graduate more students who plan to remain in the New Orleans metro area.
I want to recruit those students. I want to keep those students. I want to graduate those students. And I want to make sure they stick.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announces the State Workforce Investment Board approved a state policy framework to guide Mississippi's review and recommendation process for workforce Pell Grant programs. The new federal workforce Pell Grant program will allow eligible Pell Grant recipients to use federal aid for approved short-term workforce education programs offered by participating colleges and universities. Under federal requirements, eligible workforce programs may be as short as 8 weeks and must prepare students for high-skill, high-wage, or in-demand jobs. Students may qualify for Workforce Pell if they meet standard federal Pell Grant eligibility requirements, enroll at a participating eligible institution, and are accepted into a short-term workforce program that has been approved through the required state and federal review process. Now that the Louisiana Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision to throw out the first-degree murder conviction against a West Monroe man in connection with the death of his girlfriend's daughter, where does the case go from here?
While prosecutors use now discredited evidence to claim that Jimmy Duncan sexually assaulted 23-month-old Haley Olivo on the night she died in 1993, Duncan has maintained that she fell unconscious in the brief time he stepped away from the bathtub. One of Duncan's lawyers, Ann Farabee, says depending on what direction prosecutors go, it could be a waste of their time.
Even if they charged him with something like negligent homicide, he's already served almost triple the sentence for that charge.
Farabee says prosecutors have 1 year to start any new trial should they go that route. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 39.62 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.